You're listening to Faith and Family, a Christian family community that aims to provide Christian advice and promote Christian values. I'm Ariel Gutierrez. You know, it's been said that men are simple and women are much more complicated. We get emotional, we're irrational, sometimes we want to fight, and other times we just need a hug. And on top of all that, we're tired moms, so our hormones are everywhere. So this is probably going to be a problem for our husbands, right? So they have to deal with us, but you know what? They deserve better. Because after all, they're gifts from God. So I guess in that way, we have to treat them better. This is a very special Tired Moms, guys. We're talking about our husbands, and today we're going to remind you, actually, we're going to work through it together, you know, because we don't have it all together ourselves. We're going to try and work through the top five things that we women need to know about how to be better wives. And with me today, to help me out, because we all know I need it, is Jewel, Emmerich, and Bernie.
Hi!
Ready?
Let's do it.
For our husbands. So there are five things that can help us be better wives. These are suggestions. These are things that, like I said, we constantly have to work through as women, right? And number one is a thing that every woman in the world has heard, that men are not mind readers. Okay. True or false?
True.
That's true.
Earlier in my relationship, I remember, you know, I guess maybe watching movies and reading love stories and just kind of thinking he should know how I feel, right? If I'm sad and I have my sad face on and I'm moping around, he should know how I feel and help me through it. But then he was like oblivious to it. And so I learned that I have to just come out there and say what I feel and what I'm thinking, and it's a lot easier when you do that.
Not only do we have to realize that men are super simple and not mind readers, that men have to realize that women are crazy, you know, and emotional.
That's a fair trade.
Yeah, and they have to accept it. He's made it very clear to me, like, my mind does not think like yours, so don't expect me to understand how you're, because he's just, I don't know, when he looks at me, because I'm so scattered brain, like I think of this and I think of that, and he's just like, he looks at me and I'm just, he's like, how in the heck did you go from that point to that point and to that point?
And yes, like, I get that all the time. To you. He's like, how did you get from A?
How did that happen?
And it, to us, it's so linear, right? We're like, what are you talking about? You know what, so then, though?
And you just laugh at it, right? You have to laugh at it and just
accept
it.
You know what? I think that with, like, just, like, what you were saying, like, you know, like, it'll be much happier, much easier in your marriage if you guys can just be honest. I think, though, we have to acknowledge that there was a time, or maybe there are still, you know, some of our listeners are tired moms out there, tired wives even. Maybe you're new to being a wife. And it's like, I think there's like a time in your marriage where you're kind of afraid of being judged or being rejected. Maybe that's why you're not saying, you want up front.
But like, I think in a marriage, like, we have to be past all of that. We have to accept that there's
no other place to go anyway.
Exactly. Right? You know, it's And don't be afraid of being judged, because just put it out there, you know, and say that.
Yeah. I'm afraid that you might judge me, but I want to be honest. Yeah. Exactly.
All right. So kudos to our husbands. A for effort. And speaking of effort. All right. Number two thing that can help us be a better wife. Don't dismiss their efforts.
Yeah. My husband and I had a falling out one time, and it's kind of like the same thing. I dismissed his efforts, and and we read this book called The Five Love Languages, and so after this falling out, we read it and we started to understand each other. And he's very busy at work. He's an administrator at a high school, and so he is away a lot, you know, because there are varsity games after school. There's always activities. So he works, you know, really hard during the day and then sometimes really hard at night. And I missed him. And so me, you know, I'm a quality time kind of person. And I love, you know, date nights. I love hanging out. And so when he first started his job as an administrator and he was gone so much, I was so like, you know, I was so sad, and my sadness came out as anger, you know, because it was the whole like, you know, why aren't you spending time with me? And then I'm trying not to complain. So I'm hoping he's reading my mind, and I'm, you know, all these things, all these crazy things are happening. And so I'm just getting mad, and I'm feeling like he doesn't love me anymore. And
did you feel like rejection, or did that start creeping into your mind as well?
Oh yeah. I started feeling like, oh, you don't love me. You love your job more than you love me. You know, oh, you're going to your Disneyland again. You know, I would, you know, snarky little
Disneyland.
I called his job Disneyland. I'm like, it's your happiest place on earth, you know, like, and so, I was having a hard time, and meanwhile, you know, he's struggling too. And I wasn't paying attention. I was paying attention to me and how I was struggling, that I wasn't getting to see him as much. But, you know, on his end, he's struggling because he wants to be home, but he's not. But he's not complaining, you know, and then.
And so just because he wasn't complaining, you kind of took that as.
As he loves it. Yeah, he doesn't. Right. He loves that more than he loves me. And he, meanwhile, he would do things for me that he could, you know, that. When he was home, like I'm thirsty every night, and I'm always going downstairs to get a drink of water. But he would always bring a cup of water and put it on the side of my bed. He would, you know, in the middle of the night, if he noticed my gas tank was low, he'd go and fill it up at night so that in the morning I had a full tank. You know, if it was frosting, you know, overnight, he'd come out, and before he goes to work, he would, you know, wipe down my windshield and wet my car. So that he would do all these little things, but I didn't notice it because I was so caught up in the fact that he wasn't spending time with me, you know and what? All that stuff.
I think we just need to move to the next one. It's love language. That's one of the five things, right?
Yeah. I think understanding each other's love language is has two benefits, okay? Because number one, you can speak your husband's love language. So if you feel he's in acts of service, if that's how he feels loved, then you can pitch in and, you know, you can do that. So you can speak his language. And on the other end, you can perceive his love. Because if his love language is acts of service and he's doing all these things for you, kind of like how my husband was, because he's an acts of service kind of guy too. But I wasn't seeing it. Because that's not my love language.
Yeah, that's not yours.
Yeah, I'm a quality time person. So I kept seeing the world through my eyes. And so I think if you understand each other's love language, you can see, oh, he is loving me, you know, in his way.
In his way.
And then
husbands.
Right?
And then at the same time, you can say, okay, how does he feel love? And I can make those efforts to speak his language as well.
And what's funny is that, you know how, like we said, men aren't mind readers and they're very simple. Sometimes they'll literally say what they also want. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Totally.
I'm like, you know what? Like, you know, I'm just sorry. I'm like, I haven't been in like my right frame of mind. I'm exhausted. You know, I'm not thinking straight, which is true, you know? And I was like, how can I help you? Like, how can I make your day easier? What would make you less overwhelmed? And he was like, honestly, just clean like the dog's, you know, pad. And I kind of like rolled my eyes. I'm like, no, seriously.
He was like, no. I'm telling you. Clean the dog's pad.
He's like in tears. He's like, I'm telling you. Please help me.
You're like, no, that's not my love language.
I get what you're saying.
Doesn't do
acts of service.
I don't do potty pads. No, I get it though. Thank you for enlightening me. What's the rest of the love languages though?
To help us all out, I'm going to tell you guys the five love languages. Are you ready?
I'm listening.
All right. So hopefully you'll see yourself in one of these. Figure out which language you speak. How do you speak love? Okay, one of them is like we learned, a lot of men are acts of service. right? Mm-hmm. They like to help out. They like to do things for us. So that's an acts of service love language, okay? Another one is words of affirmation, right? So you feel loved when people, you know, pay you compliments or tell you you're doing a good job.
And, tell me and I'm pretty.
Exactly. You know, I think I'm a words of affirmation kind of person. I'm also quality time. So another love language is quality time. So you feel most loved when, you know, your spouse, your loved one focuses on you and spends time with you and, you know, sits and have a conversation with you or go out and do activities together. So that's the quality time. And two more. The other one is receiving gifts. All right, so that's one love language, like tokens.
I like that one.
I know, like random, like I thought of you today and I got you something, you know, so.
Oh, no, I like to receive that one.
Man, Mars speaks all of them. Okay, receiving gifts. And then the last one is physical touch. And that's, I know, that one's, it's not exactly everything you think because I'll tell you a quick story about that. But it's like holding hands and
It's intimacy.
Putting your arm around somebody or just like giving each other a massage. I think Jewel is definitely a physical touch person. But I'm going to tell you a quick story. So we were taking a quiz on the love languages to try to figure out which one we were, my husband and I. And he was hoping to be the physical touch person because he was going to prove to me that he was physical touch so that I would understand that that's his love language and I would speak it more. And so as we're taking this quiz, he realizes that if it's not sexy time, he really doesn't want to hold hands or massage me or put his arm around me. It was the least of his love languages. And I was laughing about that because I'm like, see, crazy.
That but he is was, so funny.
He's acts of service. I'm a quality time, words of affirmation kind of person. But it's really important to understand each other's love language. So you can see how they love you, and then you can also speak their language. And I think sometimes with husbands, I don't know, we take it for granted because, I don't know.
They're going to love us regardless.
Yeah, regardless of our crazy.
Ain't no divorce, guys.
I told Harmony one time, you get the best of my, you know, my happiness, you know, the best of my sadness, and you get the best of my anger. You get the best of everything.
Oh my gosh, you know what? We have to stop right there because that's the perfect segue. One of the things that can help us be better wives. You guys want to guess what it is?
What is it?
What is
Don't be moody.
Oh my goodness. Sorry, can't help. Can't fix that one.
Foot in mouth. No, we're going to like, okay, so don't be moody and unwifely. So this is kind of...
I try, but yeah, I know. I'm like, can't help it sometimes.
And the thing is, yeah, I know it's very
sometimes,
hard.
If I know the moodiness is going to come out and the monster is at bay, I need to like remove myself, you know, go to another room or something. And it's so funny because my husband recognizes it too. And sometimes, and I have all boys. So it's like, I'm the only girl. I'm the only crazy in the house. And he'll tell the boys sometimes, it's like, mom needs a moment. Just, you know, just don't talk to her right now.
Jerry and I, we had a little bit of falling out the other day. Mm-hmm. And it was over the most smallest thing. And then, you know, he was like, you know, instead of me trying to listen, you know, because you can listen, but you're not really hearing what each other's saying. You're just, for me, I think I was just trying to prove that I was right. And
you were listening so you could respond.
Yeah, right. So I was trying to make my point.
Planning your next step. Yeah.
Right.
I know that also.
I was like, no, because this was happening, and you know, you didn't hear me, and you just turned. And I didn't realize after, you know, he was like, you know, you don't realize, you know, how you talk to me, or you don't realize, you know, your how your body language is. So even though you say you don't, you know, you don't realize what you're doing, you know, you don't realize how that's hurting me or that makes me upset. Yes. And so I had to sit there and I'm just like, you know what? He's right. You know, I did not. I just was trying.
Say it again. What was that?
He was, Jerry, if you're listening to this podcast, you were right. And I need to listen. and not just be always on the defense, because that's my natural thing to do. So after it's kind of like settled a little bit, and you know, he was just like, well, you know, it's already this time, you know, we need to get food. We didn't have anything in the refrigerator. He was gonna go out and get something to eat. I said, okay. So before he left, you know, he went to go kiss my son, and then I looked, you know, I still there was that slight tension there, but I just hugged him and I said, I'm sorry. I am so sorry that I made you feel that way. And I know that just saying sorry isn't going to make everything better. And he goes, I'm sorry too. He goes, I don't know where all that, he goes, well, I kind of do know where all that anger came from, because, you know, he was having his own personal stresses that he didn't really want to bring, you know, home. And he goes, and it was just at that moment, all of that just came out. And I just told him, I said, you can't always hold it in, you know, because he loves me so much that he's not trying to bring any stress from work or traffic or any of that home. He just wants to come home and be with his family. And that's what he always says. All I want to do is when I come home, I just, you and my, you know, you and JoJo are the two things that make me happy aside from performing my duty. And so we just hugged and it was fine.
This is actually last, but it's definitely not the least, right? Like the thing that can help us probably the most to be a better wife, right, is to pray for our husband. We all, I mean, I'm sure all four of us do. Would you guys feel comfortable with sharing with, you know, what you pray for on behalf of, for, like, your husband?
I think for me, I just pray that to let me listen, help me listen, help my husband, help me learn to listen correctly and not be so stubborn, because I am.
I pray, you know, for his leadership. I pray that he has peace in his heart and strength in his character to handle all the things, because he handles a lot. On top of me being crazy, he handles a lot. And so I do pray that he has wisdom, peace, and all those things. And
my prayers today is just, I'm thankful to have him, and it's not, I don't pray for like extra qualities for him. I think he's great the way he is. I just, I really pray for me to be a better wife and a better mother.
For me too, of course. I want the best for my husband, and I want him to understand that he's enough. You know, oh man, guys, but yeah, and that, like, I want him to be content and happy, you know?
Yes.
We just have to stop being crazy and they'll be happy.
I can't guarantee that. That's the thing.
I can't guarantee a disclaimer.
That, but, yeah, but no, you know what? So, like, that's also been my one of my prayers, like, for myself on his behalf, is that, like, I be able to, like, help him to be happier, you know? Help him to have peace of mind. And I mean, after this discussion with you ladies, obviously I have a lot of work to do. There's a lot of introspective things that I'm taking away from this, you know. He's telling me that cleaning the pad will make him happy, then let's do that.
Yes, you know? Exactly.
Okay, so before we end this, let's just recap real quick. So here are the five things that can help us be better wives. Well, the five things at least that we discussed here. So number one, men are not mind readers, right?
Correct.
Correct. Number two, don't dismiss their efforts. And number three, get to know each other's love languages. There's so many resources out there for you to even learn about love languages. And then number four, keep the crazy at bay. Don't be too moody. And then number five, last but not least, pray for your husbands. Thanks for listening to us and to this Faith and Family podcast. We hope to catch you guys again next time.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.